Grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, the Shepherd King. Amen. The prophet Isaiah has written, "All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. We are sheep." Sheep need a shepherd. God understands this. That is why he has sent us the good shepherd, our Lord Jesus Christ, born in Bethlehem and laid in a manger. God's understanding of this relationship and of this need traces all the way back through the Old Testament. Yahweh God was the good shepherd of his people Israel. And in their foolishness, the tribes of Israel demanded an earthly king. And their first experience with such a king did not end well, as King Saul did not remain faithful to God. Israel was left in need of a new king. In obedience to God's word, the prophet Samuel traveled down to the town of Bethlehem to a man named Jesse. One of Jesse's sons would then be anointed as the next king of Israel. Seven sons were brought before Samuel, and all rejected. Only one remained, the youngest, and he was away keeping the sheep, a shepherd. This one, David, was anointed the king. And David received the Spirit of the Lord and reigned well as Israel's king. And while he was not perfect, David's days as a shepherd guided his leadership of Israel. God had gone against the conventional wisdom of the day, which would say that a king should come from the elite, the educated, the mighty. Instead, a shepherd boy was God's chosen instrument. King David would later receive a very special promise from Yahweh, his God. From 2 Samuel chapter 7, "I will raise up your offspring after you, who shall come from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever." And so it became well known that a great king would arise from among David's descendants. David's line was to be the royal line, and one from his family would reign forever. God's faithful people clung to this promise and treasured the great family line of King David as they waited and waited for this prophecy to come true. Nearly 1,000 years later, the prophecy was fulfilled. Interestingly enough, shepherds were involved once again. These men were not among the elite of Israel. They did a job that did not inspire many youths to follow them. And yet, their job was important. Sheep still needed a shepherd. And the shepherd needed to be patient with his foolish sheep. His heart needed to be filled with compassion for these animals that would not fare well and would not fare long without him. To such men, on a dark night in the hill country of Judea, was given the most majestic announcement of all time. An angel of the Lord appeared to the shepherds, speaking to them about the birth of the Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And he gave them a sign that, when seen by the shepherds, would confirm the angel's word as God's own. Following the announcement of that sign, a plethora of the heavenly host appeared with the angel and glorified God. These marvelous creatures of God understood the great work of God for mankind's salvation in the birth of God's only begotten Son. Such a seemingly innumerable group of angels burst forth with the proper praising of God for the work of fulfilling the ancient prophecy made to David long before. It was in David's city, Bethlehem, where Samuel had anointed the young shepherd to be king, that the King of Kings, the Anointed One of God, was born. From the line of the shepherd boy made king, the good shepherd was born into this world, and the word of his birth was given to shepherds for safekeeping and for delivery. From there, the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. And we never hear from them again. Would they live long enough to see the Savior born in Bethlehem grow up and become a rabbi? Would they know that he would rile the feathers of their own religious leaders? Would they hear of this manger-laid baby, now adult, led out of Jerusalem to be crucified? Would any of them to follow Jesus as one of his many disciples? We are left to wonder about those shepherds, but not about their king. By the word of the shepherds, concerning all that they had heard and all that they had seen, as pondered deeply by our Lord's mother, Mary, we have now heard this great story many times over in our lifetimes. Prominent in our minds and on our hearts is the account of the shepherds of Bethlehem. We have heard and believed the word of God announcing Jesus to be the Savior, the Lord's Christ. We too come and worship this once newborn king, now crucified, dead, raised, ascended, reigning, and coming to us in word and sacrament. What great joy we have to be worshiping the shepherd king on this night. He has truly come to shepherd his people, Israel, his church, those cleansed by him in baptism. And that great shepherd king, Jesus Christ, demonstrated his perfect love for his sheep by laying down his life for them all. That life of the king was laid down on the cross of Calvary, not far from Royal David's city. Because of Jesus' death on the cross, we have the forgiveness of all our sins. We, his sheep, are brought into his fold, repenting of our sin daily and receiving his grace all the more. Thanks be to God, who has seen fit to serve us by giving us his sheep, the Good Shepherd, our Lord and King, from the house of David, Jesus Christ, the Savior. Amen. And now the peace that does pass all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ. Amen.